Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 4th of January, recording at 9:50 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, in my first broadcast of the year, first a very happy new year to you all. And I will then apologize for the nasal tones. I've got a little bit of a head cold, otherwise I'm fine. But I'll be grateful if I can get through this without a cough or two and perhaps a sneeze. We'll see. First, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly steady. Now, a number of these had been closed on Monday, rather. A number of these had been closed. The gainers included China, which was open on Monday and had a good gain then and again today. The Hang Seng Index also rose again back up to 23,668. And European stock markets were mostly steadier on the day. The UK index, which was closed yesterday, getting a gain of just under 2%. The Americas were mixed. Brazil up, the Dow up a tiny bit, the S&P and the NASDAQ down a tiny bit. Elsewhere, long-dated government bonds, mostly quiet in here today. The U.S. Treasury is about unchanged after a little bit of seesaw action. The dollar was a little bit steadier, particularly against some of the commodity currencies. The biggest event of the day by far was a shakeout in precious metals, and this was quite sharp. We had gold down $45, I believe, at one stage. It's currently at $1,380. And we had seen a big sell-off. I think platinum was down $43 at one stage, and it's halved that decline, or nearly halved that decline. Similarly, palladium had fallen back quite sharply, got down to 765, but is currently at 779. Silver, similar action as well, currently down $1.33 at 29.79. Now, palladium and platinum have recovered as I speak. More of their sell-offs. I'd say they've recovered about at least 40% of the weakness that we saw today. Now, more on this in a moment. The selling spread to some other commodities. We had crude oil fall back, and remember that just hit new highs on Monday for the recovery from the lows of 2008, but crude fell down as sharply as 88.36, that's NYMEX, and it's currently at 89.19. And most other commodities also fell. We had a sell-off in the grain and bean complex, which had been moving steadily higher over the previous weeks. And industrial metals were a little firmer. Copper and tin were down today, not significantly, compared to some of the other declines that I've mentioned to you. But we have seen the other industrial metals are actually firmer here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, in stock markets, there's the tone is generally steady, but we had seen a very good December performance for many markets, and so that may lead to a little toing and froing in here. Most analysts, technical analysts at any rate, will be monitoring the so-called January effect, particularly the first week. There is a belief that if the market closes higher in the first week and and during the month of January that it's set for further gains throughout the rest of the year. Of course, like all these things, it doesn't always work, and why should it? But that will be a factor on sentiment here in the short term. I think that we'll see continued erratic signs of an improvement in the U.S. economy. The European sovereign debt crisis involving the so-called PIGS countries is far from resolved. I mean, it's going to ramble on for years and years and years, but how could it not? But it's contained for the time being, and therefore I don't think that it's the dead weight on the European stock markets that many people had been expecting. Interest rates are still accommodative, although moving higher in the countries with a stronger GDP growth, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if we saw them moving higher in the UK and possibly the USA, probably the USA later on this year. And I definitely think that long-dated bonds in the US and UK will be moving higher. I think long-dated government bonds will be moving higher in most countries as they continue to move away from their artificially low levels. But at current levels, interest rates are still negative and therefore still accommodative for stock markets around the world. And we may actually see some additional shifting over the next few weeks or months from bonds to equities. That's really what I expect overall. So, other than some somewhat overextended positions relative to 200-day moving averages on weekly charts, I think the outlook is healthy. And where we have those overextensions, I think that probably downside risk is limited to some mean reversion activity. And there's been a lot of nervousness expressed around China. I can understand that. China's controversial. Personally, I prefer to read the data on China and read the reports about China that come out of China. My own feeling is that they're doing a reasonably good job of both reining in that property bubble, and they'll go on doing that. Also, tackling the food price inflation that they're actually seeing. There's not a huge amount they can do about that in terms of agricultural prices, which affect all countries. But the more bearish forecasts I have read, I think are quite wide of the mark on China. What I felt has been a problem for the market for quite some time has been the overhang of supply in the form of new issues. But if you look through the various China indices, and China also China-related indices such as Taiwan, you get a mixed picture. The weakest are the A shares, the composite index, the Shanghai A shares, also, but they look to me to be in extended base formations overall, and within that pattern, we've seen a downside failure recently with the gains that have occurred over the last couple of days. That also applies to the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which seems reasonably well supported on charts, in my opinion. And if you look at some of the B shares, B share indices, they look like they're very much in bull markets. I net it all out, and I see a picture of bases, some which are going to be extended, such as the A-share bases, and others that could do better, such as the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index and the H-share index, in which most of us who invest in China use. Okay, I'm also pleased to see that the ASEAN sector has seen mostly a ranging consolidation so far. During this pause, they had become quite overextended relative to their rising 200-day moving averages, which represent the medium-term trend in my view. But they've seen 3 months of sideways consolidation and Wall Street's steady performance has been a major factor in that overall lending confidence generally, as far as equity investors are concerned. Now, what I've mentioned repeatedly in these audios that did concern me was the commodity price inflation. It still does concern me, but we certainly saw a number of these commodities take a step backwards here today, with downward dynamics, which have at least checked some of that short-term upside move that we were seeing. And I'll be very interested to see what happens tomorrow overall. But in terms of the commodities, I do think that we will see them push higher, and I think that will come back as a headwind for equities. But if crude oil, which a lot of people are now forecasting above $100 for this year, and that wouldn't surprise me. Excuse me, I'll take the headset off and have a little cough. Excuse me, but the longer crude oil delays that move to the upside, I think the better it is for inflation and anxiety over commodity price inflation generally. So these little setbacks are to be welcomed. Now, what about the long-dated government bond prices? Well, I think that we're seeing a consolidation of the recent run-up in yields that had occurred. And my hunch is that this will continue during this quarter. In other words, we'll see the consolidation completed and further gains in long-dated government bond yields on the back of continued evidence of recovery for the U.S. economy and somewhat greater concern over inflation prospects related to decent GDP growth in the stronger economies and also higher commodity prices, which we often get when the global economy is anywhere close to being synchronized in a period of GDP growth among the major economies. And we're not all that far off that type of economic environment. But staying with these long-dated government bond yields, if I'm right in that assessment, then we probably won't see a retracement of more than 50% of the rise from the October lows. And we haven't seen anything like that so far. I think with the US 10 years, for instance, they'd have to come down to at least 3% to touch that level. And they're comfortably above it at the moment. But if my assessment is right, and the charts will tell us, if they consolidate in a relatively narrow range, as we've seen so far, then I would not be at all surprised if the next move upwards occurred in a matter of a few weeks rather than months. We will see, but in the meantime, I am hoping to reposition myself with a short position. And I actually started that process yesterday when I came in and was doing some admin work during the UK public holiday, but I had the screen on and was monitoring events. Now, precious metals. Let's see what happens tomorrow. If we get no follow through to the downside tomorrow, then that would and if we see reasonable rallies in the precious metals tomorrow, that would just suggest that we'd seen a little bit of short-term nervousness triggering some stops in the market, and that might actually make the various precious metals technically stronger. However, I did talk in terms of downward dynamics, including through the closes on gold and silver. So if we get any downside follow through, and I'm going to be an agnostic in here and commenting on this right now, I don't know. But if we get any further weakness tomorrow, confirming the downward dynamics that we saw today, I believe that would be saying to us that the mean reversion consolidation that we have been seeing over the last few months continues, and that we'll see an additional period of range trading before the overall upward trends are extended. But remember, palladium, and I think also silver, I'm not absolutely sure on the silver, I don't have that chart under my nose, but they had reached, I think, new highs, palladium yesterday, and possibly silver. So it would require some clear downside follow-through tomorrow, I think, to unnerve investors and to indicate that we were going to see a longer pause and consolidation overall. And in terms of currencies, I think we have an environment that can really lead to mostly a ranging environment overall. I think that would be a bit of a relief. I think some of the commodity currencies and Asian currencies have run ahead of themselves a little bit too much. I don't think there's a strong argument for a significant sell-off in the dollar anytime soon, but it suffers from unfavorable interest rate differentials. So again, I see little cause for a bout of dollar strength. I think that would require a weaker market and a stock market environment, a deterioration in investor sentiment generally, to propel the greenback higher. And I think we'll avoid that type of environment at least over the next at least over the next few weeks. And on that note, let's see what is bound to be an interesting year. Let's see what develops here tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.